The All-Star Parade of Bands. From New York's Birdland, the modern music mecca and jazz corner of the world, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this series transcribed, it's modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. NBC and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is that man whose digital dexterity and excellent manipulation of the baton has thrilled millions all over the country, your conductor for this series, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much. I hope more than anything else that this program is a success and succeeds in this manner. I know that if we are successful in being able to impress you with some of the music that we want to play, which, of course, is basically and fundamentally and primarily jazz, that maybe you will be enticed into purchasing and investigating more purchases of the bonds that Fred Collins is about to inform you of after we expose ourselves musically for the moment. Here's a thing that has to do with the beating of some tempo here in swing fashion, some solos. It's a thing that we've played a great deal called Swing House. We'll be right back. The composition itself was called Swing House. Most of the music played there from the orchestra was thought out and prepared ahead of time by the arranger, and there were some places left open for soloists, and they kind of made it up as they went along. We call it improvising in jazz, spontaneously. The first trombone solo was by Rossellino. Lee Konitz played alto. Richie Kamuka played some tenor saxophone, and near the end we heard Ernie Royal screaming through the rest of the orchestra here with trumpet. Here's a composition that everyone has made a record of, and it's a pretty much a favorite of everyone's, and we'd like to show you our version at the moment of this thing called Harlem Nocturne. The piano is about 2 feet away, so it'll take me about 2 seconds. One of the exciting things about American jazz is its experimental part of the music. Everything that is new is pretty much an experimental thing until we find whether the thing gels or is accepted by the listeners. So there's always a little feeling of anticipation whenever we play something new. Here's a thing that is an original music for the orchestra here, a thing that was created by Bill Holman. It's kind of on the left hand Cuban, on the right hand American, and when they start applauding the two hands, it should sound something like this. It's a kind of a mixture of the two musics. Here is Have a Havana. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
About in the early 40s, people were saying that, musically speaking, Stan Kenton and his orchestra were about 10 years ahead of their time. Well, economically speaking, if you're self-employed or a professional person, listen while we look 10 years ahead right here in 1953. Suddenly, you need to enlarge your store or to make improvements on your farm or replace some outdated equipment. Where's the money going to come from? It'll be easy if you're saving regularly through United States Savings Bonds. Because in less than 10 years, those bonds will mature. You'll get back $4 for every three you invest. Buying savings bonds is easier, more systematic than ever before for self-employed and professional people. Your own bank has made it possible through the Bond a Month plan. You simply fill out a card authorizing your bank to buy a bond a month in your name. Funds will be transferred from your checking account once a month. And once a month, you'll receive a savings bond automatically. So bear in mind, planned saving is effective saving. Invest in United States savings bonds through the Bond a Month plan. And now on our all-star parade of bands, Stan Kenton, the orchestra, with Bob Burgess and Solitaire.
I want to make an introduction here, but I got to make it a little bit longer than usual because she's quite a distance away from the microphone. We didn't inform her as to the particular place on this Bond show that she would be appearing. Here's a tune that is one of the favorites, I believe, of all people that like to sing, professionally or amateurs. Something with a beat, and there are a few solos in the middle of the first chorus that she does, and her entrance and the finish of the arrangement. Chris Connors, we have planned, and we hope that you don't object on your singing, Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again, I hear the trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I sigh again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that love was a frame-up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
You know, defense is one job we can't put off, because if we want security for our home and country tomorrow, we've got to do something about it today. Obviously, we can't all do our share in person, but every one of us can send our dollars to defend freedom. How? By simply investing in United States savings bonds. And when you do, you'll be handsomely repaid. That's right, you'll get a return of $4 for every $3 you put in, and in less than 10 years. In addition, you can hold your bonds beyond maturity and earn further interest. 3% interest compounded semi-annually for as long as 10 years. So, sign up today for freedom. Join the payroll savings plan or the bond a month plan. You'll feel more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today. And in the background, we're hearing a bit of that digital dexterity we spoke about at the beginning of our program. Mr. Stan Kenton at the piano, with the entire orchestra, Sal Salvador, Ernie Royal, I can't read the rest of the names on here, but it's body and soul.
Thank you.
now, Stan, I would like to come from the rear of the class, where I was placed for my indiscretion at the beginning of Body and Soul, and add that Mr. Tom Bagley was heard on the bass in a solo performance, along with Mr. Frank Rossellino on the trombone. And so from Birdland, the modern music mecca and jazz corner of the world in New York City, you've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented by the National Broadcasting Company and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department, transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds, and for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade, which in months to come will present Ray Anthony, George Shearing, Duke Ellington, and Les Brown. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Band Concert on the All-Star Parade of Bands. And invest in a bond today.
That's it, Ted. How was it, all right? It's quite a band to ride, you know, until you get used to it. Thank you very much. All right, I'll tell you what. If I can get back there, I'll meet you. I'll try. I don't think I can get through this crowd. It's murder. Yeah, I've got to bring equipment back. So I don't think you'd better. What's that? Yeah, all right. I'll give you a holler on the phone. I'm going to try and get out of here as best I can. Good enough. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ted.